Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. And here's some plant news. 74 acres protected for Neyland Prairie Pennycress and habitat proposed for Ventura plant. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has designated 74 acres as a protected critical habitat area for the endangered Neyland Prairie Pennycress and proposed to designate 420 acres of critical habitat for the endangered Ventura marsh milk vetch. The Neyland Prairie Pennycress is an endangered flowering plant native to California that grows only in certain rocky soils in the Neyland Prairie grasslands of Humboldt County. A member of the mustard family, the pennycress is endemic to serpentine soil on the outer north coast range of Humboldt County, California. About 8,000 plants remain in a single fragmented site near the Neyland Airport. The total area occupied by the plant is less than an acre. It is threatened by continued habitat fragmentation, degradation, and destruction. About 84% of the designated critical habitat acreage is private land. State lands make up 5% of the designation, and county lands account for 11%. When mapping the critical habitat, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologists attempted to exclude developed areas such as roads and buildings because these areas do not support habitat for the Neyland Prairie Pennycress. Any developed areas that may remain within the boundaries of the 74-acre critical habitat unit are not included in the designation. A draft recovery plan issued proposes to recover the species by protecting and managing remaining habitat, collecting seeds to preserve genetic material, developing reintroduction and annual monitoring programs, and conducting additional research. The plan calls for establishment of at least 5 viable colonies, attainment of minimum population and colony densities, permanent protection and management of the pennycress habitat, and conservation of genetic material. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated the pennycress as a candidate for Endangered Species Act protection in 1980, but took no action to actually protect it, despite continued habitat fragmentation, until it was sued by the Center for Biological Diversity and the California Native Plant Society in 1999. The suit resulted in the pennycress and 9 other plants being listed as endangered species in the year 2000. Another 101,027 acres of critical habitat for the endangered species will be finalized in the next year. Once thought to be extinct, the Ventura marsh milk vetch was rediscovered by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist in 1997. Until then, the species had not been seen since a single plant was collected in 1967. The 420 acres of proposed critical habitat for the milk vetch are located in 3 areas on state and private lands in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. About 281 acres are state-owned, with the remaining acreage on private land. Critical habitat is being proposed in the location where the plant now occurs and where new populations could be established. A critical habitat designation will help this extremely rare plant by making people aware of the habitat needs, said Steve Thompson, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's California-Nevada Operations Manager. The only known population of the milk vetch is located on less than 1 acre of private beach dune in Ventura County that has been used in the past for oil field waste disposal. When the species was rediscovered in 1997, 374 plants were counted at the site. In the year 2000, the population dipped to 39 plants before increasing to 300 plants in 2001. The California Department of Fish and Game listed the Ventura marsh milk vetch as endangered in April of 2000 and worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to collect seed from the remaining plants in Ventura County to establish new populations. Transplant projects are underway in Santa Barbara County at Coal Oil Point Reserve and Carpinteria Marsh. It is not known how successful these experimental methods will be at establishing new populations. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.